I was born in Kansas City, Missouri, to a happy family. My mom and dad were married for 10 years before I showed up. And around the time I came, my father lost both of his parents. And also his first son was born, me. And what he ended up doing, unfortunately, is he turned to a little bit of alcohol just to take the edge off. And alcohol turned to alcoholism. A little bit of drugs here and there turned into drug addiction. And before my mother knew it, it was 5 years later, 3 failed rehab attempts. My mother's got to decide if she's going to stay or she's going to take her son and get out, because my dad wasn't making better choices and made it really clear that he was going to choose that over us. And I didn't see him for the next 15 years. And you start to question your value, your identity. Why am I not important enough for the person that made me to be here with me? I started piecing together a mask so that I could find out who I was supposed to be. I just didn't like who I was, because if Dad didn't like me, why would I like myself? So fast forward to age 20, I get a letter from my dad after 15 years of absence saying he wants to come see me and apologize for the past. And I want to see him. So I let him come. And my entire plan at this point was to see my dad, punch him in the face, and walk away. So I go up to him, and I'm getting ready to do this. This is the moment my adolescence has been waiting for. And I tap him on the shoulder, and I'm ready to hit him as soon as he turns around the right way. And I get a glimpse of his eyes. And I remember seeing that the whites of his eyes were so yellow to me. And I remember in that moment that rage changing to pity for a split second, realizing what he'd wasted and the life he had and his beautiful career and marriage to my mom and all these things he'd thrown away. And then we just had dinner, and we had a great time. It's the best dinner I've ever had in my life. We had great conversation. And at the end of it, he asked me, would I forgive him? And he reached out for a hug, and I pushed him away. I was like, man, there's no way, man. You don't get forgiven just because you asked for it. Who does that? And so for the next few months, he would call me and say, hey, man, listen, hey, I just want to say I love you, da-da-da. And I would hang the phone up on him. This was my only opportunity in life to get him back. How can you make up for missing birthdays and never coming to visit, and no hugs, and not being at my game, and no, I'm proud of you, son? And none of that. How can you make up for that just without, I'm sorry? Who would forgive you just because you asked for it? I couldn't give it to him. I was just doing this my way. But I can look back and see God working in me even then, before I even wanted to walk with God. And I just one day was like, I'm just going to forgive him and let it go. So I called him. I said, Dad, listen, I just want to let it go. I want to know what it's like to have a dad. And I love you and I forgive you. And if you've ever had the privilege to let go of a debt, you ever had the privilege to forgive somebody, you can literally feel the opportunity you have to hand them freedom. And I could feel on that phone that day the freedom that my dad felt just from those words, I forgive you. Unbeknownst to me, that was our last conversation. Right after that phone call, my father passed away. My last conversation with my dad on this earth was, I forgive you. It felt like everything I trusted in was crumbling and everything I'd hoped for was falling apart. And so I remember one night just being on the phone with a 700 club counselor asking for prayer. And I was like, dude, if this is life, like, what's the point of waking up? Like, why even get up anymore? The next morning, I rolled out of bed, went straight to my knees. And I said, Jesus, if you are who my mother said you are and who my grandmother said you are and what this book says you are, if you're really that guy, I invite you to come in and change my life, because I'm tired of trying to live it on my own. I'm tired of trying to run things by myself. I give up, you win. I've screwed up a lot of things. And then I got to hear the blessed words from Christ that I was able to give my dad. I forgive you too. God gave me this incredible privilege to forgive my dad when he didn't deserve it. And all that did was set up for me the fact that God is willing to forgive me when I don't deserve it. That's what the gospel is. Romans 5:8 says real clearly, but God demonstrated his love for us in this, that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. And that's the message for you today. I don't know where you are on this conversation. I don't know where your relationship with your parents are. All I know is if it's broken, it's not your fault. But regardless of that, the things that we think and do and live, when they're offensive to God, he's already opened up the door of forgiveness for us before we even did them. That while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. I was able to run to Christ because he ran to me first. And that forgiveness is just something that we're able to give out now freely because he freely gave it to us. And it's freely available to you. If you've never accepted the grace and the love and the forgiveness of Jesus, I invite you to do what he said in Mark 1, to turn from your sin, repent, and believe that he is who he said he is. And the Bible says that everything is wiped away and you're adopted into God's family at that moment. And that's for you today. That's for me. We all need it. We all get to benefit from it. He's available to all of us, arms wide open. Hey, maybe you've never prayed to God before. You don't know what to say right now. But if you've never asked God for salvation, I wanted to give you some words. You can pray with me. This isn't obviously to me. These are words you can take and say them to God directly yourself. And he promises to meet you where you are. These words, they're just a way for you to connect with God and just share your heart with him. So this is coming from you to the Father in your honesty. Let's pray together. Say, dear God, I love you. I know I need you. I turn from my sin and I turn to you. I trust that you sent your son Jesus to pay for my sin before I even did them. And I want to accept your free gift of forgiveness, reconciliation, and salvation today. It's in your son Jesus' name I pray. Amen. If you do that, man, there are people that want to connect with you, talk with you, share life with you, help you with next steps. There's a website for this show, mxtv.org/chat. And there are real people 24/7, 365 that want to talk with you and be there for you. Click that link, visit it, and they'll be there to help you out. But God bless you on your life.